safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
Seven 9 3 4 0 9 6 6. That's the number to dial into the show. www.blogtalkradio.com. I'm your host, Blizzard Man. Once again, welcome. Thanks everybody for tuning in to the show, man. Again, the main site for the show is www.chainlessentertainment.com. Shouts out to everybody that's listening to me live via the website at blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. Also, big shouts out to anybody who's listening to this podcast or replay who didn't get a chance to tune into the show. We air live Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. That's ATL New York time over yonder. All right, 6 if you're in the Chi, 850 Panama City. What up, though? That's 6 for y'all, too. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to all my people on the West Coast that's tuning in. It's probably like you just getting off work right about now or some shit. Who knows? I know what y'all doing way out there somewhere. Anyway, welcome to the show, man. This is episode 308 of the show. This is our music segment, man. We call it the Subway. The Underground Ride Out. Let me sip my rum and whatever the fuck else is mixed with. Oh, shit. I need ice. Woo! Put some hair on your chest, boy. Again, 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. Sash Time, we got a couple people on the phone lines already want to holler at me before we get into the music. The Subway, the Underground Rider. This is the all music segment of K100 Internet Radio. And just in case this is your first time checking out our show, this is where we highlight and play all indie music from artists from all over the country. We get music from everywhere, man. If you follow us on Twitter at K100_radio, or you can follow me personally. As a matter of fact, follow us both at K100_radio, the letter K, the number 100_radio. And then you can follow me at Blizm, BLIZM. Shout out to the 931. We're going to get to you in a minute. Holler at these people that's already on the phone lines want to talk to me before I get into this mix. But anyway, if you don't know how the Subway works, it's basically all music. We just play the music back to back to back to back. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a DJ. So pump your brakes. We're getting ready to leave the Blog Talk service in a couple of months here, and so the music quality of the shows and all the music will be enhanced. We're going to another server where they broadcast the music. Sounds basically like an FM radio site. It's going to be great. You know, getting some new software and all this other kind of great stuff. But we're still on Blog Talk Radio for right now because we did start off small time, you know, to get our feet wet. But now the show is growing. More people are tuning in. More offers are coming in. Thus, we have to spend more money to upgrade our facilities and our sound and stuff like that. You know how that goes, man. It's called growing. It's called business. Anyway, long story short, in order to get onto the Subway, you got to make it through ill or kill. That's our music, our indie music review show where people send music into our show. We play it on the air, and then the callers on the phone line tell us whether they think the song is ill or should we kill it. If the song gets more ill votes than kill votes, then it gets put into rotation onto the Subway, the Underground Ride Out. New rules for everybody who's listening to the show. We got some new rules. New rules, ladies and gentlemen, real quick, and we're going to go ahead and get to this music. New rules for all my artists and everybody who's a fan of an artist who's been on this show. You should know this. This is a recent rule change about K1's Internet Radio. If you've already been illed on the show, you no longer have to go back through Ill or Kill in order to get a new song played. There's a catch to it, all right? Once you've been deemed ill on the show, instead of saying your song has been deemed ill, we said we're going to make you ill as an artist. We're going to say the people said you were ill. They liked your music. You were deemed ill. We'll go ahead and send us some more music, all right? Two things about that. First thing is you cannot have more than two songs in rotation on the show. So if you already got two songs in rotation on the show and you see me another one, one of them got to go. Not playing three different records by you on the show. We're not even having three different of your MP3s in our library at once. taking up our hard drive space. We're just not going to do it. All right, so we're going to erase one if you want. We're going to erase one and replace it with the other one. Another thing is, once you get a song ill, once you get ill and you send a song into the show, can't send me shit up for at least 2 months. Can't do it. I'm not going to play it, even if you send it. It's going to just sit in my email for 2 months. Then I'm going to forget it was even there. And then I'm going to tell you to. And then when you be like, yo, you ain't play my shit. I'm gonna be like, huh, what? What song? Huh, what? That's because I get over 50 emails a week for K100 Radio. And I'm doing the most. Anyway, so that's how it's going to go down now. We don't have to get you guys to go back to Ill and Kill. Because the problem is, the show's growing so much now that we got so many people each week sending music in for Ill or Kill. We can't keep going back, putting people that's already been on Ill or Kill back through Ill or Kill, because then that pushes them back, and then people bitching like, nigga, I sent you shit a month ago, nigga, and I still ain't been on, I ain't even had my shot on Ill or Kill yet, nigga, and I sent that shit in like last month. That's the problem. So, with growth comes change, new rules, logging in. Okay, so I'm reloaded. Let's go ahead and get to it. Let me hit the phone lines real quick and see who on the phone lines with me, and then I'm going to start playing some music and shit. 931, what up, though? Who this?
What up? This Ghost, man.
Ghost?
Yeah, this Ghost.
What's going on, homie? What's poppin' with you?
Shit, man, not shit, man. Call the radio station, been checking out for a minute. Shit, wanna hit a Halo Entertainment, Tyre Bang.
Oh, Halo. Halo Entertainment checking into the building. Shout out to Halo Entertainment. They got ill.
Yeah, I got the co-CEO right here, Ron C.
Ah, okay. That's what's up. We'll make sure we get Halo Entertainment. We'll make sure we get that Tyre Banks on tonight. And since you called and checked in with me, homie. For sure. We'll show you that love. Absolutely.
For sure, homie.
All right. Stand by. 86755. What up, though? Who this?
Support Jersey Hot New Artist Money Make. What's good with you, K-Blip?
Money Make. What up, homie?
We're grinding, man. You already brand new single, drop a body on him. You know, we got that wave, baby.
All right, that's what's up. Now, I got some music from you, Sights on Baby, right? Money Make, right?
Most definitely, yeah.
Did you ever get to Ill or Kill? Did you ever make it to Ill or Kill?
Nah, I never made it. I was trying to make it today or whatnot. I'm trying to tap in with you.
Oh, well, we on the subway today, so today's not Ill or Kill. You know what I'm saying? So we doing the subway today. I mean, I really want you, because you always call into the show, but you never call in for Ill or Kill. You always call in the subway, but you never call in for Ill or Kill. And it's like, you know how Ill or Kill,
I'm right now, because, you know, I got a lot of things on the plate, but not to be knocking you out. I try to get, you know, schedule is tight. You know, I'm a definite working all this, you know, I'm a workaholic, so, you know, I'm grinding, man. You know?
I feel you, man. Well, shout out to you, man. We gotta make sure. I tell you what I do for you. So you call into the show, I'll make sure that even if you're not on the line for the next Ill or Kill next week, I'll make sure your song gets voted on so we can go ahead and get you in here. Or hopefully you get in here. Hopefully
thanks,
the people
thanks.
Decide to win.
We got a lot of things going. We just dropped a brand new joint, drop a body. I'm gonna get that shit too, Bliss, man. Gotta get that wave for you, baby.
All right, homie, that's what's up, man. Well, next week on Ill or Kill, I'll make sure I log in for my memory, make sure hopefully you can call into the show to make sure that you get done at the beginning of the show when a lot of people on the phone lines. You know, after about the hour and a half of the show running, close to like the last 15, 20 minutes, people start falling off. All people, after their song got voted on, they're like, fuck it, I'm hanging up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? So, but anyway. All right, we'll make sure next Wednesday, make sure Wednesday of next week you kind of set your schedule free for 8 to 10 so you can get on the show, though. All right?
I got it logged in. Got it.
All right, homie. Thanks for standing by.
Thank you.
One more. 856-571. Bless Child up in New Jersey. What's up, homie?
What's good?
What's good, man? Getting ready to get into this music, man. What's popping with you?
I'm maintaining, man. Ready to take this ride, man.
Absolutely. Well, the homie has spoken. He said he's ready to take this ride. Matter of fact, I'll go ahead and start it off with the homies. The homies Halo ENT. Hold on a second. Let me see real quick. Hold on a second. What was that Halo ENT joint? I got to find that real quick. Hold on. Because I wasn't ready to play that one right yet. We'll go ahead and start with I play what I planned on playing in the beginning. We'll start it off crunking, and I find that Halo joint real quick. I'll scroll through here and find that. We'll go ahead and start with my homie, Slick the CEO. The joint he got called Money. I fucks with it, the hard body. You know what I'm saying? Welcome to K1's Internet Radio. It's the Subway. We'll start it off crunk, but you know we got a lot of R&B. Got a lot of music that we got to play over here. Got an interview that I'm going to do real quick about 8:45. Shouts out to the homie for calling into the show. We'll give him a quick interview and run his record. I got a little deal going on with Moo Legend over there at Time to Shine, one of the concert independent concert series over there. And artists who go over there and who shine and perform good over there, then we get their music on here, you know what I'm saying? And we run their joint, you know what I mean? You can give them a little interview. A little deal we're trying to work out, you know what I'm saying? A little more exposure we're trying to get. Real quick, I'm going to go to the phone lines. One more phone call, and we're going to get to the music. 804, who's this?
Fly Dez, what's the goody, man?
Fly Dez, what up, homie? I ain't played you in about a week or so. I got, matter of fact, since you on the line, make sure I get you on. I ain't played you since last week. Shit like
yeah,
that.
I got some new songs for you, man.
You know the new rules?
Oh, nah, I ain't hear the new rules.
I'm going to have to get with you. It's long story short, you don't got to go through Illa Kill no more, but it's a catch to it, all right?
All right,
it's a catch to it. Basically, you can't send me music for until your song's been in rotation for 2 months at least. And also, you can only have 2 songs max in rotation on K100 at one time. All right, but you don't have to go through Illa Kill once you've got 1 song deemed ill. Only thing about that is I'm the determining factor on whether or not I like the new record or not. It's up to me at that point.
Okay, cool. I'm debuting it today on Twinkle Radio Show.
Okay.
Tonight. So I'm hosting for her because she's not going to be in, so I'm stepping in for today.
Okay, all right, that's what's up. Well, make sure you get it to me, though. Wait a minute, because you haven't been on for two... I know you haven't been in rotation for 2 months yet. All right, stand by. All right, man, let's get it, man. You know what it is. Welcome to the show, K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Follow us on Twitter at K100_radio. It's the Subway. And everybody like money. Tennessee checking in. Sneaker CEO. Let's get it, homie.
Okay, six bucks, no whammy. Yeah. Thick bitch named Tammy. She got me on and plugged me in with this nigga from Miami. Can't get rich or die trying. My motto like 50. I'm gonna blow it out right now. I can't take that shit with me. Everybody want a bad bitch, but not me. See, instead, I'd rather get an average bitch than go out there and get bread. All about a business. And my hoe, yeah, she handle, bruh. All I talk is dough. I spend money out like registers. Yeah, okay, yeah. Getting all the attention. This hoe to see that we winning. I ain't going to church this Sunday, but I still got true religion. My nigga, I'm a boss. Yeah, that's still title costly. That Lord Hill ass niggas, man, I swear to kill him and softly. My nigga, man, fuck friends. Look at that white girl done bought, man. I done balled out so hard, surprised the DEA ain't caught me. Automatic weapons, riding around and I'm flexing. I'm done time before and I'm acting like I learned my lesson. Nigga, hit me up, you need to work. Big weight, Delta Burke. Ticket prices in town, that price high like miniskirts. They niggas like a cooler, about to see a brewer. Shaking bacon, niggas. Now that's a slick maneuver, nigga. I'm up in my pocket, spending 50s and I'm 100. Cause all fucking day we get money, money, money. We tell a bartender with them drinks, keep them coming. We got a couple racks and we finna blow it. What? Money, 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 money. Money, money, all we fucking talk about is money, 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 money. They know what we be about.
Okay, sit on that caddy, ride with this Hispanic. When I beat it from the back, I hit that push, call me daddy. Them niggas hood be talking, be asking me what's happening. When I roll up on them niggas, window down, homie, what's cracking? They don't want no drama, they best get to packing. When I come going, no cameras, but they'll be lights in action. I know they see that mohawk, yeah, baby, I'm a rock star. You see the Porsche box star, shoot it like a mob star. See a bitch that I like, a mouth right in that pussy tight. Move her to the south and make her next Atlanta housewife. Yeah, I'm fucking rich, bitch, and I'm quick to tell a whore. I say fuck you on the track, and I swear it ain't no metaphor. I'm up in my pocket, spending 50s and I'm 100. Cause all fucking day we get money, money, money. We tell a bartender with them drinks, keep them coming. We got a couple racks and we finna blow it. What? Money, 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 money. All we fucking talk about is money, 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 money. They know what we be about. Money, 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 money.
money, money.
Told y'all niggas I'm back, man. Thought I was gone?
Bow, whoa, uh-oh. We go, hello, we in. See?
Yo.
Yeah,
Buddy and some bear. Blow that Molly in the air. Flow tighter. I go higher. Flyer than dragon wings. So you know I blow fire. Got that throat that'll drown your boy fast. B-A-C-B, bitch. I county boy swag.
Smoke all day and drink all night.
The blowing of that loud got me going to the cloud.
So you know I watched her. Watch say it's time to grind. So you know I'm finna grind. Watch say it's time to grind. So it's I gotta get my stacks up. Gotta get them up quick. Windy City, what I claim, man, I ain't no sis. Got hard, so you know you is just win. Oh, it's the best. Not smart, better back down. We not the ones that test. Watch how I step. I don't move like the rest. I'm the number one assassin, swear, killing all the rest. I'm the pimp, the immaculate. When you see me, I'm so good, and I'm also getting all these fine friends. For screaming, oh my, cause I'm so fly, and I grind all the time, so I never get tired. And man, I'm the realest.
this in your clinical area. Got them looking in astonishment, simply because I'm so Windy City slick, and it ain't that hard to see. I'm so Windy City slick, I know you ain't fresh like me. I'm so Windy City slick, I know you don't ride
like me,
and I know you don't grind
like me,
so I know you ain't counting G's. I'm so Windy City slick, and it ain't that hard to see. I'm so Windy City slick, I know you ain't fresh like me. I'm so Windy City slick, I know you don't ride
like me,
and I know you don't grind
like me,
so I know you ain't counting G's.
I'm from the city of the bulls, I'm making it understood. I stay fresh and I'm clean, cause I grind real good. I shine real good from the burbs to the hood. Looking for them to bust it open just like canned good.
I'm a menace to society.
Tick, 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 and heads wanna fly at me righteously, because they know I'ma be a hot commodity. Shawty, she want me cause she looks at me so enticingly. Her nigga mugging, but trust me, that bitch don't frighten me. So bring on the hating, I accept it with open arms. Maybe it's the pill cause I'm rolling like a car. I'm bad like Bart, if you hate us, thank you hard. I bet these 20 goons with me, yeah, just give you a change of heart.
Out east to the west side,
some summertime shy ride, lake show dry, just to see the skyline. And shawties get the poppin', cause they good at twerking,
so I watch a twerk.
We are the slickest around. I rep Chicago. You know it. We are the slickest around. We rep Chicago.
Position and you too. Send me pictures in the nude like you a centerfold. Text me in the code. Type in 69. That sounds really cool. Who would have knew that in a few replies that you and I would get a room tonight? When you picking up your phone, you tickle my hormones. Yearning to give you way more than just sore thumbs. Come to Papa, come on over after. You get off of work so I can put it on you proper. You don't have to knock, cause you can come on in. I'ma show you what my dirty smiley really meant. We can put this in you and I up in the sky. Reenact everything that we fantasize. No JKing, no LOLing, just a mouthful of pillow for your yelling. I'm telling you that
I feel like texting after texting. I'm hoping that you got my
the longhorn like it's Texas again. The message begins with a textual grin. She wants sex, I reply yes, I'll attend. She's at work so she wants to role play, so I run with it like OJ. Say okay, what you gonna say? I'ma hit it like it's croquet. You can't win if you don't play. And she can bend but she won't break. With a friend it would go great. Press the send button, then she sent something and it really blew my mind. She said alright, but keep it between you and I. And who am I? She replied, you're my big poppy, cause I'm strong and a bit stocky, but my Spanish is a bit choppy. She can throw the pitch, she can even throw the switch, she'll know I'm gonna hit.
I feel like texting after texting. I'm hoping that you got my message. 'Cause I'm in need of your affection.
call her Texas. I proceed to relieve all the stress, and she is indeed in need of a lesson. So I give her the effing, and the screams, baby, please give me a restin'. So I call for a halftime, and I will coach her. Put her knees like a seat on my sofa. Hold her low, bend her over. Then I go deep stroke her. Hit it bare like a polar. Make her bite on her molar. Hit the paws on my motor. Cause I know that I'll fold her. I feel a need in the closer. Crab the door when I coach her. Give a tap on the shoulder. Then a dap when I lower. Close my door and it's over.
I feel like tackling after texting. Thank you.
was a drink, it was a beat. MJ, Billie Jean, tell me what you think. Dynamics changed when we were in sight. Time to get it in, cause the party's packed tight. Nima told me that Mila pronounced that Dasha overheard there's a spark in the house. Spark like blood, boy and girl chemistry. And then I heard a random chick in the party scream.
What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, oh, let's go.
I just stand up.
up. If you're feeling like I'm feeling shorty, let me see you stop. I'm like dance, 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 dance. I just came to party. Two bitches of blue motherfucker running through my party. Your mama know she bad, she the hottest in the party. Shorty, bring a couple friends, let's go hit this at the party.
That's the number to dial into the show. 347-9340-966. That's the number to dial into the show. Let me go ahead and run down real quick everybody that I just played so we can shout out these artists real quick. We started the show off with now I'm representing Tennessee. Cashville, matter of fact, I think it is. Slick the CEO with Money. Then we started out with Halo ENT's Dumb Way Click with Tyra Banks. The homie Fly Diz with All Day and All Night. D-Stress representing Chi-Town with Windy City Slick. Earth Crew representing California with Sexting After Texting, one of my favorites. You gotta listen to what the fuck niggas saying on Sexting After Texting. You don't fuck with that record. Straight up. I don't know. You don't fuck with that record? You don't fuck with that Sexting After Texting? Come on, homie. Marquise with Illusion. You know what I'm saying? Went to a little R&B set. The homegirl. Little young girl, man, Nubia Imam, but she goes so hard, looks so good, show so ill with Burn. Sampled that Michael Jackson too. That was she had balls. She sampled Michael Jackson. And we ended it with the homie representing Carolina, 44 Water, who has a fan favorite, Bow Down, but he's got a new joint, Came to Party, and we just broke it for the first time on the show. Shouts out to 44 Water representing South Carolina. His song Bow Down, stupid crazy, go ham in the club, but that's the new joint. Shouts out to him. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Let me go ahead and phone lines. I got a little quick interview I'm going to go ahead and do, man. MAS. Is that how I say it?
Yeah, you said it right, MAS.
All right, MAS. What's happening, homie? Shout out to the homie MAS, man. We on the line with him right now, man. We're going to go ahead and get a little interview in. First of all, let me tell you how the homie was able to get his interview. If you don't know, here in Atlanta, there's an independent showcase that goes on once a month called Time to Shine. It's hosted by my homegirl, Moo Legend. She throws it here. In collaboration with our partnership with her and K100 Internet Radio, the artists that come through there and rock, you know what I'm saying, as part of their packages from going through Time to Shine, they get to come over here and get a little interview on K100 Internet Radio. So, homie, what's popping, man? Let me go ahead and turn the background music so everybody can hear you. What's popping, man? First of all, tell me, give the people your name and tell them where you're from, where you representing at, first of all. Go ahead.
All right, well, my name is MAS, representing Life Out ENT from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, holding it down. I came in Atlanta, did my thing. Appreciate y'all for having me on.
All right, homie. First of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right, that's the first thing. Second thing is, your style, your swag, you feel me? Tell me about music. What's hot in your area right now? What's going on over there where you at? What people listening to? What's hot?
We got the homegrown Meek Mills.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we got Tone Trump, who got signed to Jeezy label.
Mm-hmm.
We listen to a lot of down south now. Down south is a little hidden. We love Jeezy up here. Jeezy mm-hmm. Killers is up here. I'm more of a middle, like, kind of middle artist. Like, I like the new stuff. I like the old stuff. I'm kind of a perfect blend. I'm a good hip hop artist. I mean, that's
okay.
How I see myself.
All right, so that's what you bump to, though. You do listen to, you know, Meek and Tone Trump, that's kind of stuff. That's what you bumping. You bumping the Jeezy?
Oh, yeah.
Too?
I bump Jeezy, right. Meek, T.I.
Mm-hmm.
Lou, I think with Luda hard. I'm a big fan of Luda. I still think
okay.
with Jay. Nah,
right.
I listen to everybody. Lupe Fiasco, I've been with him heavy.
Okay. So I always ask artists that because that in anticipation of what to expect from them from their music. A lot of times, if certain people listen to a certain kind of music, then it inspires what they write. Well-rounded artists who listen to a lot of different people, we notice a lot of times when we play their record on the air, they come with something different, something that may not, you know, they kind of want to tend to be unique. So that's a specific question that I always ask all the artists, you know what I'm saying? Now, here recently, we had a couple of shows here on K1's Internet Radio, and we were talking about just the nature, the state of the game, my Indie 101 series that's ongoing here where we try to give artists a bit of game and some direction who may have just started out who really don't know about being an independent artist. For you, being an independent artist, first of all, what projects do you have out right now? How far are you as an artist?
I can't say that I'm deep. I've been at it for years, but I'm not at the level that I should have been because
mm-hmm.
I slacked off a lot, not having the confidence that I needed to have. I'm about two mixtapes deep. One's out right now. That's an exchange of three. It's on that piff, and it's on tweet my mixtape, and I'm working on the album right now. But I should be further than I am.
Okay. As an independent artist, what's the most difficult thing that you find outside of the obvious, which is probably not having a deal probably more than likely, and having to hustle, work, do whatever else you have to do in order to maintain a normal life and do music at the same time? That's basically the hardest part of being an independent artist, and anyone who argues with that is just retarded. Because once
exactly.
you know that's the hardest part of being an artist, is that you can't be a full-time artist. You have to do 1,000 other things just to have a roof over your head and have food in your stomach and money in your pocket and clothes on your back. You know what I'm saying? And it's not music. You're not getting paid for that yet.
Exactly.
Outside of that, what's the most difficult thing you found about being an artist and any artist?
The most difficult thing I've found so far is people already have a preconception of who you are by looking
mm-hmm.
at you or by seeing where you're from. Like, I don't feel as though I sound like a Philly artist. So when you hear that I'm from Philly or when you see me, people are like, oh, well, he sound like Philly or... He talks about gang banging and shooting up all the time. I don't rap like that, so that's the hardest part that I had as an independent artist,
okay.
trying to go outside my lane.
Right, right. I tell you what, personally, I can tell you how I can relate to that totally. I don't know if you do know, but I am the host of K1's Internet Radio. I go by the name of Bullism, of course, but I'm also an artist myself, and I'm also an active artist, which is what a lot of people don't know about me, and I'm a very serious active artist. I got music all over everywhere. I perform. I don't perform as much because I don't do open mics, and I don't do stuff. I do stuff like Time to Shine because that's a formal showcase. I've done Time to Shine before and stuff like that. But I don't do open mics and stuff like that right now because I feel like I'm just too seasoned. I just dropped my fifth solo album, and I've got 7 projects in the street. And you can find me, all over Pandora and stuff like that. A lot of places that you don't find too many indie artists, like iHeartRadio and all these other places, and in stores. I got albums in stores. My last album, The Cinema Me, is in stores all around Atlanta, Georgia, and some floors in stores in North Florida. I don't have any mixes out. I have all albums. Everything I've ever dropped was an album. I've never dropped a mixtape. That's why DJs are banging down my door like, Blizzum, are you going to do a mixtape with me? And I'm like, you know, maybe. I don't know. I might, you know what I'm saying? But I think a lot of my fans love me because they know that I just like, okay, you know, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's doing the mixtapes and everything, but I do what I do over here, and it kind of sets me apart a little bit. But I tell you what you're saying. Well, what you're saying is, what you said is very interesting because I'm from the South. You know what I'm saying? I'm born and raised in Florida, 850 Panama City. You know what I'm saying? And what they listen to here in Atlanta, Georgia, where we're broadcasting live from, and what they listen to in my hometown is pretty much nothing like what I like or the music that I make. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know what I mean? And so I understand totally what you're saying. Coming from a particular region, coming from the hood on top of that, and expected to sound a certain way, expected to rap over trap beats, expected to do mixtapes and have mixtapes on Dat Piff and all this kind of stuff and everything. And then I come out and I do totally different kind of songs, and I do albums instead of mixtapes, and my performances are just not what you just expect to see. And my look, I don't have dreads, gold teeth, and I don't rock big jewelry. You know what I'm saying? It's like, whatever.
Yeah.
I got tattoos, but I'm not tatted all the way up. Just got a couple of them. And so my swag is totally not what you would think It is, you know what I'm saying? On top of the fact I got a million other things going, like internet radio and stuff like that. So people meet me, and being prejudged, saying where you're from and the region that you are, I got to say that is one of the most difficult things that any artist will overcome if he doesn't sound like where he's living at the moment. If you're from Atlanta or if you're from Chicago or New York or whatever, and you sounding like something else, it's very difficult to break in your market. We understand that here at K100 and Radio. That's why we just kind of play whatever we feel, you know, whatever gets through Illakill and we like it and we play it more. But I understand totally what you're saying about that. So how do you overcome that as an artist? What do you do to counter that? Because you don't sound like that, or you're not doing what everybody else is doing. What do you do to counter that?
Well, the little bit that I've learned, because I'm not as seasoned as you, obviously, the little bit that I've learned is just try to just stay on my course as hard as I can. Like, if I'm on features with other artists that rap that way, I might take a notch of the ghetto. Like, if we're talking gangster, I might take a notch of gangster, but still stay in my lane. I said, this is, yeah, I mean, because I don't curse a lot. I curse, but I don't curse like anyone else does. So, like, if we're all, like, everybody's rapping gangster and every 5 bars is a curse, I might say one curse in the whole thing, but you understand what I'm saying. Like, I can say I'll kill you in a different way than I'll kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how I stay in my lane.
Right. Well, I tell you another trick that I also learned. I'll give you a little bit of advice. This is what helped me a lot. This is what helped me immensely overcome the fact that even though I grew up in the hood, I used to be a dope boy and everything. It's just my particular rap style, my voice, what I choose to rap about. I rap about the street stuff too, but I rap over. Every time somebody listens to me, they'd be like, the first question they ask me is, where the fuck you from? You know, when somebody listens to my albums and my music, and they'd be like, yo, where are you from? You know what I'm saying? Because they can't pinpoint it, because I pick so many different styles of raps and stuff like that. But I'm going to tell you a good way to counter that problem, and I'll give you this little bit of advice. You collab with people who do sound like that. That's what most of the songs people love from me in my area are collaborations that I did with other artists that are hot in my area. That's another one, because if you really can rap, you can crush any beat. You feel me? I can get on the trap beat and murk it. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter. I can murk anybody. There is no beat I can't murk. If I don't like it, I don't like it. But if you tell me this is the beat and this is what we're going with, I can kill 16. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what, unless it's just totally ridiculously stupid and just horrible. You know what I'm saying? But what I've learned as an artist is, if that's not my swag, if that's not my all the way lane, the best thing to do is collab with another hot artist that is their lane. Get over, bump, put your blink on, cross over there a little bit, go where they're going with it. You feel what I'm saying? And that helps you, you know what I'm saying? And on my projects, when you listen to my projects, whenever I want that feel, whenever I want that sound, I go get a beat from a producer, and then you don't hear me on the track, you're on the hook. I get the feature to do the hook. You feel me? I get the feature to do the hook on some songs that it's like, you know, because my voice is a little up. You know, my voice sounds as close to a Jay-Z and a Jeezy. You know what I'm saying? Because high pitched. And so I take those kind of beats, and I collab with those kind of artists. I let them work the hook. Just do the hook for me. Let me kill myself. And it always works out. And so that's how I started to get songs those kind of feel of songs, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I got that, and that will really help you go a long way, homie. Trust me, just because collaborations are important to independent artists. And a lot of indie artists, I don't know, these niggas think they stars or some shit already. And they feel like, oh, if I don't know this nigga or this nigga in my clique, whatever, I ain't fucking with him. I'm like, nigga, what major artist you know take that stance? You know what I'm saying? So you trying to be a major, you trying to do what they do, but now you down here, you a peon, nigga, and no one knows you, and you too good to collab with other artists, or you think, you know what I'm saying, you don't want to reach out and you know, expand your horizon like that. Utterly retarded. Collaborations have gotten me known in other cities like Houston, you know what I'm saying, New York, stuff like that. And places that particular artist is very known for, and I go and I do a collaboration with him, and then everybody's like, who's that nigga that murked that? That nigga is killing it on there. Who is that? Yeah. And it helps, you know what I'm saying? Plus, it allows me to do me, but also do a song that region feels. So I will tell you that would be the best thing that you should. If you feel like you ain't matching what niggas is listening to in your area and stuff like that, what I would tell you to do is collaborate with niggas who doing that, but then do you on the track. You know what I mean?
I appreciate the advice. Yeah, definitely.
It'll help you immensely. It will help you immensely, bro. So real quick, tell people where they can find your music at real quick. We'll play a song, and then we'll get back onto the subway and ride out. Go ahead.
You're going to find my music on Reverb Nation/Lifestyle Entertainment. You can always catch me on Twitter, M_A_S_LO. I'm always on there. You catch me on Facebook, Lights Out Entertainment. Tweet my mixtape, the new mixtape, Best of Stranger 3 is out, thatpiff.com, Best of Stranger 3 is out. We're doing as much as we can. Like you heard, he said collaborate. For anybody that want to collaborate, get at your boy. I'm on anything. Let's make things happen.
All right, homie. Introduce this song and tell us what this is we're about to hear, and we'll go ahead and run it, man.
This is my track called Let Me Hear You, produced by Delia Beats. They got my homie B West, who was also at the Time to Shine event with me, and my man G Dash. It's a nice little groove song. It takes you where you need to be. It's a little funny, cool song. It ain't funny, but it's a little cool song. It gets you in a little groove. So, Let Me Hear You, MAS featuring B West, G Dash. Let's go. All
right, homie. MAS, Let Me Hear You right here on K1's Internet Radio, man. It's the Subway. We're going to run that, and then we're going to get right back into the music. Let's get it.
Down. many rappers trying to kill hip hop. They want a bloodline and I ain't having that. Sit back, let me do my thing. Even Obama said it's time for change and I'ma give it to you. So many rappers trying to kill hip hop. They want a bloodline and I ain't having that. Sit back, let me do my thing. Even Obama said it's time for change and I'ma get it. Only the real invest in the real. I'm blessed with the skills to rhyme with the same effects of an ecstasy pill. One verse leave your girl sexually ill. Respected and chill, I'm the next director set. My whole section is ill. Call my own shots, don't need no rep in the field. You definitely will get left in the hills. Shout out to my homie Views, I got respect for the bill. I'm connected in all directions, confusion with my complexion for real. My homie's thinking I'm Puerto Rican. The way I'm wreaking havoc on the track, I'm like an addict only for the weekend. Meaning I'm leaning in the studio, feeling for another hit. 100 licks, big money scheming. Yeah, I'm on my grind and money is on my mind. I'm on it, I want it more than just once in the morning time. Warn them that I'm a warrior going on that Georgia Pine. Time to give them a change, calling audible at the line. So many rappers trying to kill hip hop. They want a bloodline and I ain't having that. Sit back, let me do my thing. Even Obama said it's time for change and I'ma get it to you. So many rappers trying to kill hip hop. They want a bloodline and I ain't having that. Sit back, let me do my thing. Even Obama said it's time for change and I'ma get it to you. You oughta know that my flow's unlimited. I got the vision, it's killing these rappers instantly. Fish them up out the water, itching to give you what you've been missing. Missing link, I think you're tripping. If you ain't paying attention, fix your ears to the speakers and listen. Sinus is diminishing. Anything in my pep, I'm a chemist. This shit is simple science. I am a lyricist. Witness this vicious cypher, rifle rhymes. I spit in the grind just like a viper. Cypher minds with these lies. Bro, I'm about 5 times to 5 miles. And it plays. They call me a renegade. You soft as a cinder bun. I'm hard as a cinder block. I got more bars than a prisoner. Be in the cut like some scissors. Get your issue, bitches. Your ill motherfucker, get real. You still a hater. I'm affiliated with Jesus. We obligated by our occupation and not be wasting no time on this bullshit. Push, bitch, come in with that good shit. So many rappers trying to kill hip hop. They want a bloodline and I ain't having that. Sit back, let me do my thing. Even Obama said it's time for change and I'ma get it to you. So many rappers trying to kill hip hop. They want a bloodline and I ain't having that. Sit back, let me do my thing. Even Obama said it's time for change and I'ma get it to you. You can't kill hip hop now while I'm alive. I'm like a shot of big and power, but I've been modified. Got a lot of eyes looking at me sideways. Better get your bifocal focus. I got my mind focused. I'm out your vision now, lost in the dust. Binoculars couldn't spot me, I'll be off in the cut. So miss me with all that hate and I give you all what you all been waiting for. I never knew how far this spitting is hard to take me. Flawless harmonization, tongue is sharp as a razor. Blow like running water, washing all these artists away. So don't stop in my way, I got the army rolling. Talking about one shot to leave your body folded. We taking over, taking no prisoners. Leaving no survivors hiding, we gon' get. I reside at the bottom riders and cold killers. I said it's time for a change and it's what I'm gonna get you. Straight up. So many rappers trying to kill hip hop. They want a bloodline and I ain't having that. Sit back, let me do my thing. Even Obama said it's time for a change and I'ma get it to you. So many rappers trying to kill hip hop. They want a bloodline and I ain't having that. Sit back, let me do my thing. Even Obama said it's time for a change and I'ma get it to you.
My mama, they'll be proud of me. My mama, they'll be proud of me. That's all I want. I just want my mama, they'll be proud of me.
I do it like this for a reason. Cause if you stop the beat, it don't feel like I'm fucking breathing. Getting even for your treason. I'm squeezing my whole life into a verse. In the studio, itching to fit your little mic in a hearse. In a worst case scenario, oh, you know it gets scary. When Logan and this motherfucker, they go laugh but you carry. I'm very sick. I might throw up. Grenades and lemonade for lunch. Nigga making sure I blow up. I can't slow up. Too busy bleeding the brakes. And I stay in my lane. Cause I don't wanna be with the fake. Call a snitch CD, with it, they be with the dicks. Yeah, niggas is red, too busy feeding the snakes. I got aches and pains from being boxed in, locked in. My firm spot in the fucking top 10. And you tryna push the envelope, get you a stamp in. Pop gave me that belt, I guess that mean I'm champed in, right? And I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me, that's all I want. And I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me, that's all I need.
And I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me. That's all I want. And I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me. Okay, trill at the wheel. Let me let my seat back. Adjust the mirror for niggas so I can peek back. Start with Lucas, left off with three stacks. Three lakhs, kill off and lead track, eat back. And these back pains, I handle a different way. I stay icy hot, these niggas been gay. And since they feel the need to question whether he's real, I stop it for a start like the plan B pill. Bitch, I'm the answer, question, who the truest? Still the answer, question, who the newest? Notice, the way I let it all hang out. Rope chain, make a noose, homie, chill, hang out. They need a hero, so I suited up and came out. Show the game how she came in once I came out. Yeah, see don't load a name, you should know. If you don't fuck with me, you know where you can go, nigga. And I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me. That's all I want. And I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me. That's all I need. I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me. That's all I want, man. I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me. Damn it, was on the way home and crash landed. Stranded, fuck the planet if they don't understand it. And my crew, I got it branded. That's just the way that love goes. It's thugged out, forgive me, Janet. Man, it's unlikely you see me weak on these beats. Coming from these streets and stretching 300 for 3 weeks. And these freaks wanna play chess with they sex. I tell a bitch to skip like they left to pay less. Why say yes? Comments from common niggas, thinking they commentators. But y'all ain't commentators, y'all niggas just common haters. Rock told me to keep the energy flowing, I listen. Mississippi Power, really my only competition. I see you fishing for greatness in the wrong water. Ain't caught a part of a starter for your team. Play it smarter. I see a lot of Marlins. I don't see no Michaels. One love in my one glove. Ha! And I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me. That's all I want. I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me. That's all I need. But I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me. That's all I want. I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me. T-I-T-O. GPC. Y'all know how we do. I just want my mama to be proud of me.
Get ready to hit this beat. Yeah. H.C. Charles, the mic, Long Beat.
Tony Rome.
Tony Rome.
Tony Rome.
H.C.
Arthur.
Let's get it.
We about to do a beat.
Not knowing what hit him, we slowly submit him and admit him to the ER, cause the heart's out of rhythm. You see him? Antagonist, we're the best on the field, and we're back, a more relentless and dangerous trio. The CEOs of this rap game, the title remains. We're the champs of the lyrical warfare. It's strange how it's changed with hip hop. It has gone through a stage, and I've been growing more impatient like a dog in a cage. So I'm back with the A, fully restored and on track. This is Ace putting the A right back on the map. It goes from Austin to Tony, from Henny to Ace. It's still the A and always will be, whatever it takes. However high you're to take, there will be no more mistakes. So try to keep up with my rhythm and reach fame at my pace. There's no more putting us down, we about to give you a taste of how we play this game. The bar's about to be raised.
Back in the number one spot, and we loving it. Got the game shook, cause you thought we was done with it. It's tagging it, running it. Haters, they just roughing it. In the stage union, we alone,
yeah, we left, but we back, and the game has been whack. Cause you lack what we got, now we back on the top. Yeah, we left, but we back, and the game has been whack. Cause you lack what we got, now we back on the top.
They said tagging it, belligerent. Get whack, MC Parker. That chocolate, get ball that you come at me, let me slaughter you. Mind, what up? If you got guts, put up a shut up. Slash y'all, get done up and cut up. Back up off me. Trying to get brawling, gas will cost me. 5-6 juice in it. 20 from the ATG, why can't they be already used to it? Grab a gun, put some juice in it. Win came to change the game. Nah, it's messed up and it's full of lame. I ain't different than what you used to. Yep. I'm stubborn, yes, I've been the same. Classic, like an 80s gem. If it sound like Rome, then it may be him. Can't see tag in the daily win. Body is easy, play with pins. Money's be stacking the grip. Haters is back on the tip. Maggots, they average with immaculate massive rap script. I can spit days for days, line for line, page for page. I'm spitting up all that flames and flames. Leaving exactly the way I came, leaving a mess. It really ain't nothing being the best, it's the easiest what we be on the rest. We can't let type feel today, cause it's still the A.
Back in the number one spot, and we loving it. Got the game shook, cause you thought we was done with it. Antagonists running it, haters they just run from it. Illustrate union, we alone,
yeah, we left, but we back, and the game has been whack. Cause you lack what we got, now we back on the top. Yeah, we left, but we back, and the game has been whack. Cause you lack what we got, now we back on the top.
Still the A, corner style like a triple play. Back back when I get my pay, I'll get slapped when a pistol spray. Call me the contractor, cause I'm back in for some reconstruction. Cause half of these rappers be lacking, and they need discussion. When I'm talking, I speak on my hand, make it pop like grease in the pan. Got game lock with the keys in my hand, watch them how it's easily ran. And I surround myself with pose like a poem. It's Tennessee, Tony Roman, ace in the hole, we gon' show them. And provoke and delete them, show like I'm still illegal. Antagonist is back on the show for a whole nother season. Is a channel, there is no way to get canceled. We on the network and we making it swell like a flannel. Cause they know that I got a fofo for my skin. I'm dope when I pop. If I'm holding my Glock, it's the antagonist back with the Illustrate Junkin. Yeah, we all blasting if you say move.
Yeah, it's the antagonist coming out of Long Beach, California. Been away from the game for a minute, but we back. We about to tear this up. It's Tony Rome, Hennessy, Ace, Arson, and we about to handle this. We about to blow this out the water, Long Beach, California style. So be on the lookout.
JLuciano.com.
Yeah. I'm by that. I'm by that. I'm by that. I'm by that.
Fuck it.
Fans taking pictures, paying naked pictures. Mama saying scriptures, backsliding to the riches while I'm riding like soprano, put keys like a piano. They say who the fuck that is, bitch, that Jay Luciano. New coupe with the new shoes on, candy mustard juice on. Niggas need to catch up, speaking like my Tuco. Quarter pound of pooch on, trip stupid like a coupon. Every chicken said it, cause I'm making all this relish. Nigga, I see rock like Puffy, bodyguard Grumpy.
I'm by that line.
What up, dog? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Got a couple people on the phone line. Got another interview to do, too. Hold on real quick. Let me see what's popping. 931-446. What up, though? Who this? 931-446. Okay. 205-799. What up, though? Who this?
Hey, what up, man? This is what, 13, man? What's good?
13. What's happening, man?
Chilling, man.
Thanks for calling in to the show. You feel me?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Let's see. Hold on a second. I got people emailing me and shit all at the same time. All right. Oh, this is what the problem is. Hold on real quick. The 13th, man. Let me go ahead and get into my interview. Thanks for calling the show. I got people doing stuff at the last minute. I got my following, not the interview that's coming right now, but the one after that is trying to email me. Hold on a second. I have to do this live on the air, right? Let's see. I'm typing this at the same. I can't play a WAVE file. You must send an MP3 attached in the email. Anyway, shout out to the homie of the 13th for calling in and checking in with me, man. 205 checking in. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. So, my next interview, we finna get ready to get into it. B West.
What up,
homie? Thanks for calling the show, man. Appreciate you having you call into the show and coming in. Check out K100 Internet Radio, man. You feel me? Shouts out to
What's
you
up?
For the you know, everything, man. You know what I'm saying? For this salute you for doing your thing at Time to Shine. This is another artist who came to me via Time to Shine concert series. If you don't know about Time to Shine concert series here in Atlanta, it's one of the best independent showcases around. The homegirl Moo Legend does her thing. It's a very nice atmosphere down at 85 North down there, right by the Georgia Dome. Real nice setting. Got a live band that plays behind you if you want to. Video interview. It's been going on for 7 years. This is a 7-year anniversary coming up this year. So hit her up at Moo Legend or at ATL Time to Shine. You feel me? If you want to get with her, just holler at me. We can get you on there. You can get your interview too also if you go do the Time to Shine series. Shouts out to her for that. And shouts out to B-West. All right, homie. Tell the people what's up. What's your name, who you is, and where you're from, Pippin?
B-West. I'm from North Philadelphia, and I'm just a hard worker, man.
Right. I see you associated with MAS, right?
Yeah, it's my homie.
All right, I see. Okay, so, and matter of fact, so is Moo Legend. Moo Legend is from Philly, right?
Right, it's my cousin, yeah.
Right, knew that. Now it's all coming together. It's all coming together now. But hey, you guys came down. You guys did your grind, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? And shouts out to y'all for, you know, coming down and fooling with your people, man. You know, a lot of people don't even support their own family in this million shit.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? They doing some shit, nigga. I got producers in the family. Niggas don't want to give me a track. Where they
do that?
Right.
Where
they do that at, man? So tell me about the music, man. What you got going on? You feel me? MAS said y'all, I asked him what y'all be listening to up there. He said y'all like Meek Mills, you know. He said y'all fucking with G's and stuff like that. What do you like to listen to as an artist?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm more of a, you know, a B-West listener, a Jay-Z listener. I bang with Meek, Rick Ross. Basically, if it's real music and real lyrics, I'm listening to it.
Okay. So we had a show not too long ago, you feel me? Matter of fact, last episode and the episode before that, and we're talking about music and hip hop and, you know, whack, what's considered to be whack, people, a lot of stuff that we just talked about, you know, how hip hop has evolved and mutated into what it is now to a single driven atmosphere where cats who really are, to a lot of people, subpar MCs, cats who people say, quote unquote, shouldn't have deals. I never like to say that. You never know they work just like you work. However whack you think they are, they're still where they at. But a lot of people are complaining about what's being pumped on the radio right now. What do you feel about that? Do you feel like hip hop is getting dumber, whacker? What do you feel about hip-hop in general?
I feel like it's getting whacker for the simple fact that because people aren't really making quality music anymore. Like, yeah, it's catchy, but that's it. It's just catchy. It means nothing. You know, before, music actually meant something. The R&B songs meant something. The rap songs meant something. Now it's just money and hoes and sex and drugs. It's like, it means nothing.
Uh-huh.
It's like it went from hip-hop meaning something and you actually telling the world about yourself to, oh, I'm just flashy. That's me. Because everybody else is flashy. So I'm going to be flashy too. All
right. So what is it that you're telling the people in your music?
I'm telling the people what I do every day of my life. I mean, my life is interesting as it is. I'm a music artist. I'm a funeral director. I'm a film director. So I have a lot going on throughout my day, so I have a lot to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm keeping that straight hip-hop.
All right. So let me ask you this then. Okay. The word whack, this is something I like to ask artists just random questions. You know what I'm saying? You can tell us about you. You told us, you know, everything. But I like to ask artists questions and stuff that we discussed on the show. The word whack is totally an opinionated word. You feel me? It's funny
right. How
some people can say something is whack, but at the same time, if you play that same song in the club, like a lot of people feel like, some people say, oh, somebody's whack or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But then at the end of the day, you go to a club in Atlanta, and it could be Waka Flocka. People think Waka Flocka's whack, Gucci Mane is whack or whatever. But you go to a club in Atlanta, Georgia, or wherever they hot at, not just Atlanta, but anywhere that people are feeling their music. And then you see a whole club full of bitches, niggas, whatever the fuck you want to say, nigga, is in there bouncing to the music, feeling it. They know the words. They know the hook. At the same time, you call it whack. How could it be? So is it that? And this is what I talked about on my show yesterday. Are people getting whacked? Because no artist can blow up and get big without people fucking with it. People got to fuck with the record. So
True. If
they whacked, that means, are you saying the listeners of hip-hop are whack? Is everybody whack now? Because they listening to
it. Nah, not everybody's whack. Not everybody's whack.
Uh-huh.
And what you're talking about is exactly what happens. Like, that's real shit right there.
Uh-huh.
As far as being whack, My opinion of being whack is not appealing to me.
Uh-huh.
I mean, a lot of people are whack, but like I said, their songs are catchy.
Uh-huh.
So it's going to catch your ear. You're going to have that little tune in your head, but that's like the meaning behind it may not be it may not have a meaning behind it, but it's just something that catches in your ear.
Okay.
As opposed to music actually meaning something.
All right. Well, I mean, if a song says get drunk in the club and fuck bitches and get money, that's what the fuck they mean.
Right.
Maybe people get drunk in the club.
That's true.
I get drunk. Look, let me tell you something about me. And I'm going to tell you something about me, first of all. And like I told the homie MAS, you may not know this, but I'm an artist myself. I've done Time to Shine just last year. My album dropped a couple months back. I'm an active artist. You know what I'm saying? I do shows and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So once you get associated with me, you'll realize that I'm really an artist also. The reason why I started K100, because I felt like radio was so fugazi, I just wanted to start my own shit and give niggas another platform and an outlet myself, because I feel your pain as an indie. I am you, I do your grind. It's kind of like people fuck with K100 so heavy, because it's like when you watch SportsCenter, you may like Stephen A. Smith or Skip Bayless, but when Chris Carter, you know what I'm saying, or somebody that has football talks about football, you feel it more because they played the game. Well, that's why a lot of people like to listen to what I say on K100, because they know, nigga, I know that struggle. You feel what I'm saying? You know,
right.
You got a lot of people here talking that motherfucking shit about hip-hop and rap and what it's like of being an independent nigga. First of all, if you're a DJ, you can relate only so much to being an artist, period. But I am an artist. I do this motherfucking shit. That's why a lot of artists fuck with K100. You understand what I'm saying? Right. You know what I'm saying? So that's just a little bit about me. But the term whack or whatever, you know, I've struggled with it myself, because I've been in a position also to where, like I said on the last call, I'm from the South, but I don't rap like I'm from the South, and it's been a problem most of my career. And what I don't even listen to half of the shit. No. 90% of the shit they play in the club in the city I'm from and in the city I live, which is I'm from Florida and I live in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? I just don't even like myself. But I go on, I truck on as an indie artist, and I do me. And I understand what you're saying, but do you understand as an indie artist, doing you, sometimes you just got to step out of your lane. So would you make a, would you make, so the question is this, would you make a wax song, B West? Because
honestly,
you think that people.
Nah, I actually, it's funny you asked me that, because I actually thought about that. But nah, I wouldn't do that. For the simple fact that I do pride in music and what I'm putting out, that I wouldn't just make a whack song just to get on. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather just keep making real music, and the fans that already support me rock out with me, and for the ones that, you know, they want to deal with all that gimmick music, they can deal with it.
Ah, okay, okay, all right. So real quick, man, tell us about the song we about to play. Tell us about, let me see, where is that? Drive 'Em Crazy. How did this song pop off? How did it come about? And give us a little background on it before we get into it.
Drive 'Em Crazy is a hip hop record for ladies. Basically letting the ladies know, you know, I love all the women, you know, and I just love them. I love women, you know what I'm saying? And it's a real track, and you know, just like I was saying, it's me just keeping it hip hop.
Okay, my bad. That's my love bitches sound. We love it over here too, baby. Make no mistake about it. You know what I'm saying? okay. All right, so Drive 'Em Crazy, that's what you're talking about in the record. Any features, anything like that right there? Who produced it? What's happening?
Oh, my homie Deoria Beats produced it. Holla at him at Deoria Beats. Holla at me on Twitter at BUS Music. Right. For a feature or anything, man, I keep it 100 with my music. You know, everything is everything. It's what I do.
All right, so where can they download this song if they like it?
It's on iTunes right now. Go to iTunes right now and search B West, and everything will pop up. I got 9 projects on there right now. It's iTunes, Amazon, Rhapsody, any online store. Check me out. I appreciate all the support. And I'm doing it from the muscle. All
right, man. B West right here on K1's Internet Radio. Welcome to the show, man. We'll go ahead and run this joint. The name of this joint is called Drive 'Em Crazy. Welcome to the Subway. Know what it is. Let's get it. Yeah. You know what time it is. If they don't know the yogi, you better tell them. Ladies, this one's y'all.
Let's get dumb. Let's get crazy. Like your reaction when I'm living. Feeling like a kid. I can't stop me, baby.
Deep when she throw it back. I love when the kitty goes flat, 'cause right after that, you know it's a wrap.
Let's get dumb, let's get
crazy, like your reaction to winning, baby. Feeling like a kid, I can't stop me, baby. All the women love me, I drive them crazy. I drive them crazy.
Make it happen. does my thing. I'm about that cream. I got the dressing, bring the salad. I'm about that green.
Yeah.
I got a plug with that mean to me. I'm colorblind, so everything is green to me. Get the middleman something, bring the green and peace. If it ain't about money, hear that beep and speak. Bread chaser. Yo, boy, 5 million ways to hustle, I got more, boy. Get into that French bread, oh boy. I'm back on my bullshit, oh boy. She said, what up with the dough? I said, what up with the head? She said, find me the tricks and I'll get you the bread. Can't tell me that this pimpin' ain't dead. See this limp in my leg? I'm just dipping the fed.
Just sitting by the phone.
Sitting by the phone.
I gotta make it happen.
I gotta make it happen.
I gotta get to this one and
you
baby.
Know I gotta get it,
can't
right?
Butter feet, cashews, want the crazy check, special wear class rules, so I pass fools, quick as I pass fools, quick on my feet, I'm a runner, hustle hard so I can spend the summer, vacation with my kids, burning gas like a Hummer, pour the bread, lay the pipe like a plumber, when I kick it, hit a snare like a drummer,
going middle class, all I know is giving haters praise for the door on my jeans, true religion, Mr. Purdue, all I move is chicken, hungry as a hostage, and I'm eating any food given, ain't no wrong way to make a dollar. If another man drop it, I'ma take a dollar. Listen, we can do it pride, I can make him holler. It's what I do, I get my wallet, name a nigga hotter.
Can't you sit here by the phone?
Sitting by the phone.
I gotta make it happen.
I gotta make it happen.
I gotta get to this one,
you know,
baby.
I gotta get it.
Can't you sit here by the phone?
Sitting by the phone.
Gotta make it happen.
I gotta make it happen.
I gotta get to this one, you
gotta get it. Nine to five, but the work's in. I flew south like the birds did. Got it in 9 months like my first kid. I put the work in. And for the dough, cut a nigga like a surgeon. I can't sit by the phone waiting. The ABD and me got no patience. So I hit him with the Kanye shrug. I play it cool though. Mob all about them goodies. Kudo. We ain't got a thing for them chefs. Kudo. And me, I want my dough so heavy. I cop kudo. I hustle hard, I'm on my ace hood. You can hit me on my phone any day. Good. I'm not a kid and I don't play good. House party is the change good. All about hits like any J would. I do what J should, no flex. Even if I move weight, both flex.
Welcome back to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Welcome, man. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. A couple things I want to run by you guys. Pay attention. First of all, make sure you hit us up at www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. That's the main site at Blog Talk Radio that you can find us at. You can listen to the show live and stream it live there. And you can also download the replays and replay past episodes. And you can also check us out at www.chainlessentertainment.com. That's the parent site for the company, C-H-A-I-N-L-E-S-S, chainlessentertainment.com. Go over there, check us out, read up about K100 Radio, Chainless Entertainment, me, Blizzum, everybody else that's on the label. Everything that we got going on, our affiliates, some events that you might want to attend as an artist, watch our videos, everything, man. ChainlessEntertainment.com. Third, subscribe to our podcast in iTunes. We're in iTunes in the iTunes section, in the iTunes store up under the podcast. All right, you know, you got music videos. Go to podcasts. K1's Internet Radio is a podcast, a very popular podcast. You know, we're doing our thing. We're trying to come up and get bigger, but we get good numbers over there, iTunes. If you got an iPad, an iPhone, anything like that right there, iPod, and you want to catch K1's Radio, but you can't listen to us live during our live hours, which are Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m., then please subscribe to the podcast. All you got to do is just hit subscribe. It's totally free. It doesn't cost you anything, and you'll catch every episode downloaded for free to a nice little playlist on your iTunes playlist, and if you plug in your phone and sync it up, it'll go to a nice little folder in your iTunes folder, and you can take us on the go, man. Listen to us and trip out with us, listen to some good music while you're working out, while you're rolling in your car, you know, plug it up to your car, whatever, and blast it out in your car. You know what I mean? So you can take us with you, man. So go ahead and subscribe to the podcast in iTunes, in the iTunes store up under the podcast section. Totally doesn't cost you a dime. Okay. Episode 308. You know what it is, man. It's a Subway Underground ride out. All indie music playlists that we got here going on at K1's Internet Radio. K1's Internet Radio is a platform for any artist to get heard. You know what I'm saying? Without too much hassle. Just all we ask for is a little bit of support. We don't ask for any money right now. Right now. Also, we have a collaborative effort with Time to Shine concert series. As you know, we've been talking about that tonight. We had two other artists from that last one on the show. We got a third one. So, right now, I'm going to open up the phone lines to the homie Static Park. What up, homie?
Yo.
What up, though? What's happening? Welcome to K1's Internet Radio, man. Shouts out to the homies, man. It's my last interview of the night, so we're going to go ahead and get this thing rolling. We had a little technical difficulties trying to get this MP3 and shit uploaded, but we got it. We're going to get ready to bless the people with it. We're going to get ready to bless the people with it, man. So, first and foremost, man, tell us who you are, what you represent, man, real quick. Welcome to the show. Go ahead.
Yo, we Static Park, man. We fucking dare to be different, man. We don't do shit, no, like nothing, like nobody else, you know what I'm saying? So that's what it is, yo. Just weird gang over here.
Weird gang villain.
Are you guys really weird? What's weird about y'all? Y'all call y'all, I see y'all hashtagging weird, weirdo, weird gang. What's weird about you guys? Tell the people.
Yo, that's something you have to kick it with us for a minute, man. Like, yo, we ain't nothing like a lot of other dudes, man. Like, I can honestly tell you that, yo. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we not even into the same things most niggas is into. So it's just an experience. I think somebody will have to kick it with us to find out.
Okay, as long as you're not sniffing bad sauce, chewing on people's faces. Fuck that. What the fuck is wrong with this nigga? What the fuck is wrong with nigga? Yo, son, I can't do it. If I get into that, I'm going to get sidetracked. Let me pause. All right, back to the task at hand, introducing the people. Where do y'all hail from?
Yo, Gunner, I'm here from D.C., Southeast.
You already know your boy, Yo Rich, Brooklyn, New York, in the building, man.
All right.
We're in ATL now, so you know what I'm saying? So it's much love to the A,
all day.
For sure. Of course, at K100 Internet Radio, we're based out of Atlanta, but we've got guys representing D.C. and Brooklyn. Interesting. How'd you guys meet? How'd you meet?
On the basketball court.
You nice, yeah. Son? Nice, you got handles, son?
Nah, we fell off. We started focusing on music.
You let this fool say we fell off.
Like, yeah.
The boy Rich ain't fell off. You know what I'm saying? The handles are still ill. Anybody trying to see a nigga on the court, man, they can put the challenge up. I'm there.
All right, man. I know, you know, rapping will diminish your skills. Ask Jules. Anyway. Y'all caught that? Okay. Shouts out to AI, man. I fucks with him a long way. Anyway. But it never works out whenever an athlete tries to rap. It's just never turns out good. So tell me, you guys, you say you guys are weird. You're part of the weirdo gang, the weird movement, whatever. Okay, so what do you guys listen to then? What are you listening to then? Since you're so weird, what kind of music are you listening to?
Underground shit.
Everything underground. Things that's on the iPod, things that's in our car will be, I'm going to say, J. Cole, Tiger, Kendrick Lamar, Schoolboy Q, ASAP Rocky. Just got on to that Joey Badass, that boy Nice.
Yeah, so we besides that shit, we bumping a lot of that old school, that 90s hip-hop.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what we into.
All right, that's what's up. You should check out Blizzm. I'm just saying, though. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Download the app.
Hey. We're not like good new music, so I'm with it.
Yeah. So, no, of course I'm a self-promote. Fuck you talking about? Anyway. welcome to the show, man. Well, we're going to go ahead and get ready to introduce your song, you know what I'm saying? But we'll tell the people what they can expect from Static Talk with a name like that. The name sounds like a rock group, but I'm more expecting for you guys to just break out with fucking with guitar, hard metal, or something. You know, Static Park, it sounds like a, you know, it's like Coldplay or, you know, Nirvana. It doesn't sound like a rap name, you know what I'm saying? So just that alone, just naming yourselves that, just instead of you could name yourself Lil Something, a Young Something, or Big Something, and.
But then in the long run, when you get old, you still gonna be Young Something? Nah, that's why a lot of people drop their Lil and all that off their name. But nah, if anybody been at our shows, we got our drummer J-Bone. Shout out to our drummer J-Bone. I mean, we just rock out.
It's some hip hop. It's like some hip hop rock shit, man. That's what I'm saying. It's a little bit different. You take some old '90s hip hop, like some old Method Man and all that shit, Redman, Method Man and all that, and you throw some drums behind it, man. You got Static Park.
Ah, interesting, interesting. Well, welcome to K1's Internet Radio. The people will be exposed to you now. Of course, you know, we got a pretty wide listening artist. We got artists from all over the country that listen to the show and support the show. So, you know, when it comes to K1's Internet Radio, even though we're based out of Atlanta, and don't get me wrong, you know, we got collaborative efforts going on and everything. Another thing I want to make sure I tell all the artists and anybody listening to this particular episode. Real quick, and I'm going to go ahead and play the song. Two things coming up in Atlanta that I think every independent artist should check out. One is the ATL record pool over there, Throwbacks, that Street Talk throws. That's coming up on June 15th. And then the month after that, around July 13th to the 15th, the Atlanta Underground Music Awards, thrown by the lovely Miss K-Rock over there. Both of those events, I think that artists in Atlanta should support and should be at. They should really support the Atlanta Underground Music Awards, because there is no other award show in Atlanta really, really, really fucking with the underground. And plus, K1's Radio is up for Best Supportive Online Show. I'm just saying. But it's not because I'm nominated, though. I'm just saying. It's not because I'm nominated.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Hope you guys vote. Don't worry about it. I'll be tagging you in the post real soon. Yeah, of course. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and get into this music, man. Shout out to the homies representing D.C. by way of Brooklyn. Tell us a little bit about what we play. What that pre-roll? You roll up and smoke first or what? I don't know.
Say that one more time for me, man.
I said, tell me a little bit about this song, pre-roll. Give us an introduction.
Oh, the pre-roll, first of all, the hook, I mean, for all the real hip-hop heads, like, if you really listen, that hook is from Eminem, it's from I.M. It's a sample at the beginning of his verse, you know what I'm saying? Pretty much what pre-roll it is, when you cop your weed, you got to go buy the weed, you got to go buy the Dutch, you got to roll it up, you got to do all that extra shit just to smoke, you know what I'm saying? But with us, you know, pre-roll, Static Park is pre-roll, you ready to go, all you got to do is light that shit, man, you ain't got to do nothing else, just light it.
Catchy. Static Park, right here on K1's Internet Radio. You know what it is, niggas. It's the subway.
You're ready.
Let's get it.
My brain, blowing that chain, just what I need. brain, I spit it in flame MCs, who same as me? The best thing smoking since OG added them top papers. Can it be hiding skyscrapers? I'm building it up, they giving it up. I'm waiting my time, my watch is now. Don't give me no pound, just give me that crown. A piece of that fame, you up in the game and throw it in the air. Hop, hop on his plane, but ride a dime, it's a bar, Marley. Pre-roll, so cold wear, you ain't gotta bring it down or roll up. Just spark up, this side, yeah, it's a
ring.
You gotta do is light it.
We reminisce to them cool days. Remember them days we getting blazed till them clouds gray. They fading away, don't make them goofy because they sing your shit. And love with your shit. And if you feel me, mama, rubber your tits. Yeah, that's right. I'm from the pool of real hip hop. Hey, for sure. My only fear is that I won't blow. I won't blow. Her only fear is that I know she blow. She want more. I wish these checks came with extra commas and bags of condoms. Cause these shit's gonna jump right. When they see these numbers, top papers in the Arizona. For my marijuana, now I look up in the sky when I'm venting. Cause the only person who really listen is fucking missing. But you don't hear me paddling, and they rap pack. Send the brain, go rap back. Scully on, fuck snapback. I'm Mac in his backpack. Anything that I smoke, can't guarantee to be endo. No tents on this window. Come see the fuck I do, yo, roll up.
Yeah.
So we getting ready to get up out of here. Thanks everybody for hanging out with me, man, for episode 308 of K1 Internet Radio's The Subway Underground Ride Out. Appreciate y'all. Hey, blessed child.
Yo, what's good?
What up, homie? How'd the show go?
Man, this is one of the best songs, one of the best Subways I ever heard, man. And the way you ended out with that song, man, that song had me having, that song had me having my lighter out, flicking maybe side to side.
Jabron, man, Jabron, yo, give me money right now to start my label and base it on that artist. That artist is phenomenal. I can break him out and then he'll be able to pay for everybody else because he's gonna sell a million records. Shouts out to Jabron, you know what I'm saying? He's a very talented artist. Great videos, great music, man. You know his other song, Beautiful, was on here forever, and I had to track his ass down and be like, yo, I had to literally track him down on the internet and get to his management and be like, yo, we playing this motherfucker song all the time, and finally made him come over and give us a damn interview, and then he came in. He's been supporting the show ever since. But he makes great music. He's got some great music. So you know, if you see me tweeting him out, you know, hit him up on Twitter and everything and connect with him, man. All right, man, we getting ready to get up out of here, man. Thanks everybody for tuning in the show. K1 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Follow us on Twitter at K100_radio. Follow me on Twitter at Blizzum. Do your dog a favor. Download my app. Yeah. If you got a Droid or if you got an iPhone, just go to the Droid Google Play or go to the App Store. Type in BLIZM, Blizzum. Download the app. Totally free. Over 80 songs. I rock, man. I do this rap shit. That's why they fuck with K100. God damn it, I'm living it too. And I'm showing love back and giving these guys a platform. Thanks for tuning in to the show, man. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. Chainlessentertainment.com. The podcast is available on iTunes. Really appreciate the support. Shouts out to all the artists that we played and interviewed tonight. Shouts out to Moo Legend over there at Time to Shine for the collaborative effort in getting these guys over here. And shouts out to everybody that I played, man. You know, everybody that I ran tonight from all over the country, man. We do this shit. Understand it? It's the Subway. We out of here.